This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging a Stone IPA as a Category 14B American IPA. It has a moderate American hop nose, citrusy and grassy, with a mild malt that follows, hint of caramel, but mostly it's a neutral malt nose. There's a little bit of alcohol there, and also a little bit of esters. The hops aren't popping like they should. I wonder if it's a little old. But, you know, the quantity of hops is right. Just the degree of intensity is a little off. So I'll give it a 10. Appearance, it's clear, light amber color with a moderate white head. I'll give it a 3 for appearance. Flavor. It's a moderately high hop flavor, first of all. The bitterness is also moderately high. The flavor is citrusy and resiny. The malt supporting it is fairly neutral. It finishes dry with a lingering bitterness. It does actually have some alcohol in the flavor. The bitterness has a little bit of a harsh edge to it. Which also makes me think it might be a little oxidized. Not strongly, just a little stale. Give it a 16 out of 20. For mouthfeel, there's a medium body, maybe medium light. There's a medium carbonation. I get a little warming heat. It's a 6.9% beer. And there is, like I said, some hop astringency there. So I'm going to give that a 4. I like the hop to be a little cleaner. So overall, it might be a little old, showing a little oxidation. It's not as fresh and bright as it could be. Sort of ironically, I think it could use a little cellaring to tame the alcohol a little bit more. I do like the malt hop balance. It does have a good aggressive bitterness. The hops are definitely American, but they're just a touch harsh. The malt and fermentation profile are very clean and neutral. Definitely American in quality. So I'll give it a 8 overall, and that's coming in at a 41. It's a little low, lower than it should be, because, again, I think this isn't the freshest example. So that's a Category 14B American IPA, and this is the Stone IPA.